Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, and welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. You know, guys, listening to that made me think about another great one has passed away. And that's Mr. Burt Reynolds. And
no more Bandit.
No more Bandit.
Well, you know why, don't you, Rick?
What's that?
And it feels good to hear my voice on the air.
Oh, yeah, it's good to have you.
Ah, because Florida State played so bad, Burt Reynolds took a dump.
Oh, man.
I tell you what, after watching
Bobby
Florida
Bound
State,
ain't far behind, they keep playing like that.
I tell you what, after watching Florida State, I almost went down with him.
After next, he'll be rolling in his grave.
That was a tough one. But, you know, his first game for the new coach, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. They got Sanford this week.
Okay. In the studios with me today is Mr. Jeff Altman, our regular co-host. How are we here?
Good afternoon, Mr. Hale.
Mr. Joe Dionne is taking care of his wife. She's going through another one of her treatments. And
hello, Joe. Hope Cheryl's feeling better.
And happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, that's right.
Surprised she stayed with him this many years.
That's what I was wanting to know.
What the heck is wrong with her?
How in the world did she do that?
I don't know, buddy. I tell you what. And then we have, first of all, Mr. Donnie is, I'm sure he's out on a charter or working.
Yeah, he's been sick the last couple of days.
Oh, sick? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
All right. Well,
hopefully you're feeling
him
better, Donnie. Listening to the show, I think he does have a charter today.
Right.
Doctors told him he could go back and do some work. So.
And then we have the number one tournament in 904. We have
FP Nation in the house.
Yes, Flounder Pounder Nation in the house, Mr. Chip Davis. How you doing?
Where's the applause at? Where's my
Chipper?
Yeah, where's my producer at? Come on. Mr. Producer, we need some claps in here. Thanks, Rick. Hey, you know,
he just gave you one of these.
This is the first time I'm back on the air.
He's clapping for you.
Since January 1st, you know, when I left Vic's show.
Right.
Which was a tough decision, but it was just, I mean, getting up at 6 a.m.
Oh, I did one or two shows with him.
It's tough.
And, you know, and that was back when I was younger, when I was calling all every year.
Right.
And you're right. Then all of a sudden, 6 o'clock.
It's a hard one. Well, boy. I'm coming off a 12-hour shift at the hospital on Friday. So to parlay back to getting back up. And then the rest of the day, I feel beat. But I want to thank you, Rick, for allowing me to come in. But, hey, I started here. This is where I started my radio.
Right.
Was with you.
Yeah.
I came on. You had me on back when we were at the other studio.
Yeah, over there across the street.
Yeah, over there on the other street, you had me on there. I got a picture of Jonathan Boston popped up on my time hop, and we had little JB on there.
Oh, JB?
Yeah, JB was on there.
That milk on his chin and stuff.
Now he's got that little fuzz going on over there. So
that's funny.
So, yeah, Rick, so you gave him, I mean, and actually I remember one time Eddie and Joe and I did a show when they gave you the misdiagnosis of the cancer.
Yeah, when they gave me 2 months to live.
We were sitting here at the show, and Joe was pretty much running the show. And I mean, because Rick was thinking they were giving him 2 months, and you know they misdiagnosed it. But so yeah, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on and giving me an opportunity. I love radio, and there's two reasons why I love radio. Number one, you come as you are. Okay.
Oh man, come on! I'm all dressed. Well,
I'm all dressed up. And you Flounder Pounder.
That's right. That's a good looking shirt there, Jeff. And also, you don't have, you know, you can come in and do what you want, and you can reach the people. Now, let me tell you about TV. Okay, getting on the air on that River City Live is not easy, but that's fun. But it's a little more challenging because it's live and it's all, and you have to ad lib everything. You got to be quick. But you have if you have the right person to ask you the right questions, TV can be fun too. But I'll be back on the air on TV on October 12th, and I'll be taking Brian Dufek with me.
Oh, that's a good one to
take. Yeah, Brian, he's my lieutenant. You know, he's my lieutenant of the tournament. I told Brian that, God, if something happened to me, he can run it. I mean, he can run the tournament.
He's the second in charge.
He's second in command. Michelle's number one in command.
He's your command or lieutenant commander.
Well, yeah, LT. What would you call him? The LT?
The LT.
Yeah, I guess he is. But yeah, Brian's number one. Now he's with Shimano. You know, he's got Shimano. He's doing well with Shimano. And his wife, Fran, is my, she does all my IT stuff for weighing in. I mean, she's phenomenal. I've got the best volunteers, Rick. Okay, for 2000, and people ask me all the time, Chip, I want to volunteer. You know what I tell them? We got plenty of volunteers. Come down and enjoy yourself.
Have a good time.
Have a good time, because everybody does want to help, and I understand that. But when everybody on the out there has a job to do, and they all do it well, and we just go in there, set up, you know, Kendall and Sam and them will be there, Pierside now. You know, be the fourth different restaurant I've had there in 4 years.
They changing the name of it?
It's not Big Dogs anymore. It's Pierside.
Well, now I'm telling you, it seemed like they're having good crowds
here.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, they're open from Wednesday to Sunday now. They don't open Monday and Tuesday, which I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm not sure we're going to open the bait and tackle store.
Sometimes it costs you more to open up than it does when you're doing sales.
I tell you what, it's I got to thank our customers like you. I got to thank everybody, because we went through some horrible weather and have been going through some horrible weather, and the support at the store has just been phenomenal.
I spent some money in there. Charlie was in there one morning. Last time I went in there and he gave me a bunch of plastics to try. And I said, let me, you know, buy it on this. But, yeah, beach arena is where I want my tournament to always be. But I always have to have a venue. I'm not doing it in a parking lot at Sisters Creek. I'm not doing it at Mayport Boat Ramp. I want to have music, food,
overhead.
Well, the next place I'll go to will be Palm Valley Outdoors if anything ever happened at Beach Ring.
Who's going to be your entertainment this year?
Firewater Tent Revival.
Yeah, baby.
They play the captain's meeting. Now, you got to come to the captain's meeting, Rick. Have you been to the captain's meeting?
I've never come.
The captain's meeting is more fun than the tournament because I don't have to put on a tournament. There's 500 people there, Jeff, in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's. I mean, because it's mandatory. So everybody that's in the tournament has to bring, you know, and everybody brings their team members.
Yep.
A lot of people now just take that Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. I mean, the Thursday and Friday off, because you don't want to get up the next day after that party.
Well, Taylor was my representative last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Give me boat number one.
That's right. Well, so the captain's meeting, I know I'm just kind of jumping around here, but we all know the tournament is, you know what the tournament date is? It's kind of like Alabama, Tennessee. It's the third Saturday of October every year. I'm not going to change it. That's kind of where we've been. That's because it's a bye week for the Gators. And Michelle got her MBA from the University of Florida. She has her master's in business, and she was a cheerleader. So she's a really
at
Florida, yeah. Yeah, so she is a very, you know, so she's passionate, and she's a true alumni. So she doesn't like to miss any of the Gator games. So I said, you know, Florida always has the week off before the Georgia game. Another thing is, it's always the start of hunting season, which I get a lot of grief of, season. But it kind of buffers me out from not getting 300 boats, Rick. I don't want 300 boats.
Well, you're going to, sooner or later, it's going
to happen. I'm going to do 175 this year. I think we're going to hit 175. I did 156.
200. Yeah.
You just don't always get those new influx of 25 new guys. If you've been fishing and you've known about it, you've been fishing for the last. So what you do is you get a few new ones, but you're just not going to get 100 new ones, because a lot of people are in the woods shooting.
Okay, Jeff, you get to be the one today that takes us into the break.
All right.
Okay, we got a short break here, and if they want to call and talk to us about the Flounder Pounder, what number do they call?
Call us at 296-2692. Apple or Android users, they can download the app on the Play Store, Sunny FM 102.3. So www.gonefishingshow.com. There's no G in fishing.
No, there's not.
Wishing I
was fishing.
Okay, that app's working great.
Good. Yeah, I want to know if there was really an app. Good. We'll touch on that when we come back.
Okay, Sunny 102.3 is the app.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, before we get back into Flounder Pounder, I want to tell you there has been some nice fish being caught. I'm really excited because in the intercoastal around the store, there have been some nice reds caught. And
yeah, the reds are running the banks.
I mean,
chasing
to tell you
that
what, it's the best red fishing I've seen. The mullet guys, if you want to walk on the beach, you can take your cast net, throw one time. And do not forget, there is a limit on mullet, 50. 50 mullet, one cast.
50 is all. I mean, but you can kill
so
50 in one
cast.
Down on the beach right now.
One cast.
So the mullet runs on, huh?
It's on. It's thick. The intercoastal has got some nice mullet. And I saw in the store, I saw two really nice flounders.
Nice.
I mean, to tell you. And then that's because of the finger mullet.
Yep.
The flounder have gone from potato chips to now they're starting to put on a little bit of white weight on them.
Bulking up.
Yep.
And, getting ready for
that
winter.
Well, what we need is that. I'm fortunate. Let's pray that Florence don't come even in. I mean, it's going to brush everything. I've been watching it. It's going to.
Did you see Hans's prediction a week ago?
Yeah. Well,
he said, watch this.
Well, because that high pressure is pushing it down because it wasn't as strong. So, long story short, once we get that big swell, which is going to pump.
Which is going to be starting in a few
days. Yeah, it's going to blow up. Tomorrow. It's going to push a lot of that water back up in. Maybe it'll buffer that Irma junk out of here that's been here forever, that tea-colored water. If we can get some good, strong push of a north swell or any kind of hurricane swell, it's coming up the river.
The waves are going to be 7 foot mid-next week.
For the surfers, they don't want any wind. So you want to hopefully get a ground swell with less wind, then it'll be nice. But if it comes in with a 15 or 20 knot wind, then it's going to be out of control. So
and maybe it might even take out the rest of the pier.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, so
don't even get me started. The short end. Anyway, so, the flounder are starting to show up, people. The finger mullet are here. Fishing, it's just been surprisingly good. And like Chip said, maybe we can get rid of some of this rain, get the salinity back up a little bit.
Yep.
And the rain also has been hitting these pine needles, turning that water brown. If you get up in a airplane or take a drone. Yeah, drone. You can get a drone up there with the camera.
You can see it.
Yeah, you can see the color in the water in different areas and everything. Yeah. It's just amazing.
But the fish adapted. You know, they turned and they adapted to it. It just seems like, you know, even at the night bite for trout was going on good there for a couple of weeks. They just learned to live with it, but it just doesn't look right. It looks like I'm fishing Black Creek all the time.
We were talking about that today, early this morning, about the color of the fish. It depends on where they're caught.
Yeah.
You catch a red out in the ocean, they're more silver. Uh-huh. Silver color.
You catch one down around the Buckman Bridge.
It's like a pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah, they're dark red.
Beautiful colors. Gold colors. Yeah,
so we know fishing's kicking right now. I mean, it's fall.
Picked back up
again. If you want to go bend a rod, go get you one of them yellow submarines, okay? Yeah. If you want to take some people out, just go find you a pot of bait and throw a big, loud, cheap top water around out there and hang on because those big old submarines are everywhere.
Darn it. That was a senior moment, guys. Bah, open your mouth and then the train had left the station without me.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, wait till you get his age.
Man,
he even made it longer than Bert.
Oh, goodness.
No. Bert was 82. I've still got...
Well, you look good, Rick.
Well, my son says I'm only through half of my life, so I still got another half to go.
See, I figure I'm two-thirds dead.
No, come on. We got a long ways to go, but... Anyhow, Rick, I want to talk about some sponsors, how incredible it is.
First of all, before you talk about your sponsors, where you stand?
Oh, right now? Yeah. Oh, right, we're just a hair under 60,000.
Hair under 60,000. And we have a call. We have Jimmy on line one. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys? What's happening, Chip?
Well, hey, buddy, what's going on with you?
No, not much, man. Just going to congratulate you on raising all that money for the Flounder Pounder this year.
It's been a phenomenal run. I mean, we're not stopping. I mean, I got two pieces of paper in here, and one of them is just full of all my new sponsors, which I'm going to talk about on the air. But
where are you at, Chip? Go ahead, tell us.
Right now, I mean, I'm just a hair under 60,000.
Just a hair under 60,000, people.
With about 6 weeks to go.
6 weeks to go. I did 66 last year. So I'm about 7,000 away.
You blow that away.
I'm gonna blow that
next
out.
Week.
Yeah, I mean, we've been jumping around so far, but anyhow, Jimmy, everybody has just been coming on board. A lot of my sponsors that I'm having right now that are created this almost 60,000, a little over half is new money. You know, new first time sponsors.
Awesome,
yeah, they're just coming in and they're, you know. But look, I tell people this is my ninth year. Okay, let me tell you about the first 3 years. The first 3 years, I struggled, man. I mean, it was. I don't like the word no. Okay, so I'd walk out of a business and just say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'd go into the school, and this is when we were still over there at the old Hendrick Day School off Emerson, near Emerson. That's where the old school used to be. And I'd slap the paper down on Michelle, and I said, I'm done with this. I ain't doing this no more. And Michelle would be like, come on now, Chip. You know, just you got to build it. You got to mold this and create what you're not going to happen like quick. And so now, you know, last year was a great year. We had a little run at the end, but this has been the fastest start ever for the tournament, and I only attribute it to number one, the economy. Number two, I've built it the right way. You know, I mean, I'm not giving into corporate America yet. I'm still building this on the backs of all small businesses. I don't have any corporate sponsorship. Number three, it's a cause that affects so many people right now. Autism right now is so rampant. I couldn't tell you any one person that does not know someone who is either directly or indirectly affected by autism. You know me, so you know somebody has autism. You know, my son has it. So you just, all these different families that are now affected by it, and they're like, okay, we're trying to do something with this school. And the newest thing about the school is we're trying to build a lifespan model, because all these kids, like my son, are gonna opt out of school eventually. You got to have something. Where are they going to go?
Yeah, where are they going to go?
What are they going to do? You know, so this lifespan is huge that we're trying to build onto, so we can create a housing on the campus where my son won't have to live with us for the rest of his life. And he can go be at this school and go to a job and be supervised. I mean, this is stuff that instead of sticking him in a group home or making him stay with us forever, I mean, these kids can be productive. They just got to have some supervision, you know. And there's I could go on for an hour about what I want, but I just want to tell you I appreciate you, you know, thanking me and all that.
Jimmy,
I tell you what, Chef, you do such a great job at it, man. I mean, everybody salutes you, brother. You do it right.
Well,
Jimmy, you been able to go fishing any? Have you found any flounder yet?
I ain't found any flounder yet that I want to talk about. I'm a little bit here and there, you know. You guys know me. I mainly stay offshore, so.
Yep.
Well, you know what, man? You know, like I said, it all comes together. Fishermen are fishermen, whether you're blue water, inshore, freshwater, pond hopping, land crabbing, it doesn't matter. But we all come together when we all support each other. And, you know, a lot of this comes from the fishing community. And I like to pay it back. You know, I'm doing everything I can. And sometimes I can't. It's hard to deal with, you know, when people give me all these accolades, because I'm just humbled, man. I mean, there's one thing about me. Humility is a key a lot of people should learn about. And I'm very humbled by it. You know, sometimes, yeah, I get emotional because I wear my emotion on my sleeve. But that's just because, how do you take this when people are coming up and handing you $1,000 here? Here's another $1,000. You know, if it doesn't tug at your heart, then you're just not human, man. That's just the way it is.
That's right, brother.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for the call. We deeply appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, guys. Yep. Me and my son, we're looking forward to fishing again this year. So
can't wait to see you at the captain's meeting.
All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
I tell you. Okay, let's just go. Let's go.
Yeah, you want to start real quick? Well, let's start with the number one man in Jacksonville that takes care of me. Been doing this for 9 straight years, Ben Grischel. Okay. Ben just opened up a new restaurant called Valley Smoke. He's also owner of Marker 32. Have you been to Valley Smoke yet?
It's right next to Valley Smoke.
It's phenomenal. Jeff, you been down there?
No, I haven't been down there yet.
Well, Ben's done everything Ben touches turns to gold.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got Marker 32, North Beach Fish Camp, Julian Creek Fish Camp, Palm Valley Fish Camp, Valley Smoke, and he's part owner of the Safe Harbor Seafood down there at the Beach Marine. That's his story.
Yeah, sorry.
Ben.
I didn't know he's part owner, right? Well,
right. He was, I don't know the gist of it. I just know his crew is down there running it. I was there last night, man. Let me tell you, that is a fine oil machine.
Well, it depends. I drive up. If there's a line around,
I was last night. I took Tyler there last night.
We were last night.
Yeah, and I went in there, and I always sit right there at the bar, you know, right there. And this is another thing. Tyler has gotten to the age now. Daddy enjoys taking him places.
Right.
Okay, I'm not saying I would never take him anywhere prior.
I understand,
but he's maturing. And doesn't faze me if he does this little autism stuff, because that's just, it doesn't bother me as much as, and it never really bothered me before. It's a blessing that I can now go do this. So we went to Safe Harbor, sat down, had a wonderful dinner. The people, and then I ran into so many people I haven't seen. So Ben is a big part of that. But so Ben this year came to the plate and stepped up the sponsorship, because he's been doing this, you know, and I had to go ask the man if he wanted to up his sponsorship, and he didn't even hesitate, Rick, you know, and that speaks volumes, man. I mean, the guy is, he believes in me, and I don't want to let him down, and it shows by his contribution. So like I said, there's no corporate sponsorship on here yet. I like keeping it like it is, because you bring corporate into it, and I'm not going to turn away their money, but then they want to change things.
Okay, what did Ben give you?
$5,000.
Not a baby, Ben.
So Ben, you know what he told me to, Rick? You want the check right now? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. He says, well, come on, we'll go get the check. And so, you know, having Ben being, you know, my title sponsor, but then I've got all these new ones, man. I mean, I've got 3-in-1 flooring, Richard Dean, you know, Richard Dean. Auto Line on Mayport Roads, come on as a $1,000 sponsor. I got Browns Creek. Rachel's always there.
Always there.
Bruce Gardner, PA. I'll talk about some more, but I just want to list these guys real quick as we come off a break.
Well, there's somebody I want to tell you about, too.
What's that?
That's Real Keeper Realty. They're no longer Real Keeper Realty. They're now Real Keeper Expert Advisors.
There we go.
I tell you what, you need to talk to Michelle and Dave Gill.
All your real estate needs.
All your real estate needs. Ask Michelle and Dave about Real Keeper and Stephen Croy. Real Keeper Expert Advisors.
And we'll be right back on the Gone Fishing Show. Give us a call at 904-296-2692. You're listening on Sunny FM 102.3.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Z, the founder of the Original Tunis Restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's cleaning up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, we're back again. I'm going to tell you what.
Well, that was quick.
Jeff showed me today probably the funniest thing I've seen on Facebook about Burt Reynolds. It was a picture of Jackie Gleason saying, I'm waiting for you. I can't say what he called it, Bert.
At the gate, you some friend of mine.
Yeah. I'm sitting here at the pearly gates waiting for you. I'm going to catch you this time.
Yeah. Shoot. I knew a lot of guys in Florida say were going to jump off the end. They were all going down that night.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one. But
that was an ugly game.
I got a I got to tell you something real quick, Rick. So anyhow, so I was finishing up talking about that because, you know, we want to talk about, I'm sending this guy, hopefully this guy will call in. His name's Hunter Bounds. He's he does steering wheels, wraps and all that. I've got a steering wheel, guys, for a raffle item that is going to blow your mind. Look at that thing right there, Joe. He's about to be sent to me. It was donated by Jim Lux, gave me the wheel, and then Mitch Rice powder coated it matte black, and then I sent it to Hunter Bounds, and he does wrapping, and it's finished. Look at that thing, Rick.
Wow.
That's a good looking wrap.
Is that thing sick or what?
I'll tell you what, Charlie Potacek would love to win that.
This thing right here, I'm telling you right now, you guys are out there running your high dollar flats boats. I'm like
to win that one.
These boys are running some serious money. You want to have this wheel on that serious boat. But anyhow, so Hunter is also in the United States Coast Guard. He's up out of St. Mary's, Georgia.
Hey, Coasties.
Yeah, he's a Coastie. And
That was my dad, and that was you, right?
That was me. Yeah.
He offered to do it for free for me. He just sent me the picture. It's done. He's going to drop ship it back to me, and I'm going to start posting pictures of it, but it'll be one of my raffle items. But I just wanted to continue real quick on these sponsors, and I'll get out of your hair on this. So Coastal Door Refinishing, Natalie Perry Jensen, she's been sponsored $3,000. Another one of my new ones is, I want to say, the Floor Trader, Jim Gleaton. Fred's Trailers. Here's Fred.
Here's Fred. Right.
Richard Dean brought these. I think Jack's Logistics LLC. Uh-huh. They're a new one. Lipped Hook Fishing Team. Jeff Shutt. You know him, Jeff?
No, I'm familiar with Hook Lip Fishing.
I feel bad
team.
Because I haven't met some of these people, but I mean they're awesome. I got Malloy, which is a huge law firm out of Miami. That they're my new trademark lawyer. These people are the real deal. Her brother just got voted number one lawyer in the state of Florida. Everything good?
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Cool. Anyhow, so we got and then I got North Florida OBGYN. Let me see here.
The Alphabet Doctor.
Mike Rolowitz, he's always Salt Life. We got Sauer Corporation, they were there last year. Scott Ayers, I love them. SF Missions. Site One Landscaping is a new one. Go ahead, we're good. And then Townsend Roofing and Toro.
Okay, so we got Hunter on line one.
Oh, there's Hunter. Hunter, right. What's up, brother?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Doing fine, man. I was just showing the boys the picture of the wheel you just sent me the picture of. Man, that thing's going to be – that's good. That thing came out awesome, man.
Oh, it's going to be it's an eye-catcher for sure. actually, I'm doing that Flood Tide Festival in Jacksonville, and I was actually going to see if I could display it down there and then maybe drop it off to you guys.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I got to work. I'm working this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. When is that, this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, man. And if you don't want to drag it back with you, if we can get somebody, I'd like to, you know, it's got to be in somebody I can really trust. But if you want to leave it, because that will save shipping. I mean, is it going to be at the Black Fly?
Yeah, I could probably
leave it with Dave Wortman.
Yep. Strike Zone.
Or I can leave it with Strike Zone, Dave.
Yeah. Leave it right there with David Workman over there at Strike Zone and leave it on. They can actually leave it on display. I mean, I'm sure Dave will display it for me. But
yeah,
I'm just.
Probably sell it. I'm telling you. I know Dave. He's going to be like, hey, man, I can keep this.
Well, I tell you what, Hunter, I once again, thank you, man, for, you know, doing that. And
thanks for your service, Hunter.
Yep. I told him you're a Coast Guard.
Shipmate.
We're gonna be looking forward to seeing what you got. If I can get away for that tournament, I might just come down just to hang out. But right now, they got me on the books for playing with these submarines. So.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you, you're gonna get business after I blow this thing up. Okay, I mean just because it's gonna be displayed at the you know, we're gonna raffle it off. I'm going to talk to Dave. We can even leave it up there if he doesn't mind leaving it there, just so I don't have to leave it in my garage until I got to take it out to the captain's meeting.
You're just trying to get more space.
Just get people really get excited about it. That thing is going to be so sweet. And like I said, I want to thank Jim Lux, Jerry over there, and Matt Bridgewater for donating the wheel to me, and Mitch Rice, who does awesome work with his, you know, him and Hunter got a little thing going. They drop him to Mitch, and Mitch powder coats him and sends him to Hunter, and Hunter puts that sick wrap on him, and then boom, all over the United States.
Yeah,
beautiful thing.
We got a production going anyway. And then the new hydro dipping, that's what we wanted to bring to the table next year for you guys. We'll come up with a creative idea with, you know, we can do camo, we can do fish skulls. And that process is a little more intense, but I'd like to donate that to you guys for next year.
Oh, well, so. Tell them what we had to put on the wheel, though, Hunter, because we can't do a flounder because it's an ugly fish. Tell them what we put on the knob.
We put a redfish.
There you go.
Nice.
And then that, the one redfish we decided on with Paul at Being Marine is the classic one. The other one, it's got the grass, but on a distance, if it's on display, it doesn't really pop as a redfish. You gotta really have to look at it. So that's the one we went with that Matt Platt.
Well, Hunter, do me a favor and throw your number out there, man, in case somebody wants to just call you directly and get a wheel going.
Yeah, it's 386-546-9217.
And you're on Instagram at what?
Captain Hunter's Addiction.
Captain Hunter's Addiction on Instagram. He's on Facebook. You got to just look at this guy's work. It's just unbelievable. We'll be show that off this weekend, Hunter, and then keep in touch with me, and that way we don't have to ship it back, and I'll get with Dave Workman, and I'll get it from him. But just tell the boys it'll be a raffle item at the Flounder Pounder.
Roger that, Cap. Well, I appreciate you guys, and look forward to doing some more business with you guys.
Okay. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you,
much
Hunter.
For the
appreciate
call.
It. Yeah,
the
man. Call. That's great. Good caller.
You got some of the big sponsors of the Fishing Connection that have joined you this year, Sunny. And
oh yeah,
Tony
oh absolutely,
Lloyd's.
Yeah, that was one. Of them. Yeah, they did a $3,000. I know they're on here. Like I said, I should have brought my glasses, Jeff. You know, why don't you tell me to bring my glasses? Sunny Lloyd, yeah, these guys reached out to me. They did a $3,000 sponsorship. They did. He's got three different
Lloyd Air Conditioning,
Lloyd Air Conditioning, Lloyd Roofing.
No, it's
Lloyd Construction.
Yeah, Lloyd's Construction,
and then.
All-Pro Roofing.
All-Pro Roofing, all pro. Right.
Boy, so, look at that old man coming out.
I didn't even have to look at the paper for
no, Sonny.
Memory's coming back.
You know what Sonny did? He must have a pretty big operation going over there. He told me that on Tuesday, it's like when everybody meets for, let's talk about what's going on for the week. He actually had every one of his employees watch my journey video.
Uh-huh.
You know, just kind of nice. Just kind of let them know what we're sponsoring. This is this guy's cause. This is what he does. And that was pretty it was complimented, by him telling me that he was showing his employees the video.
Sonny's a great guy.
I have yet to meet him in person. I can't wait to meet him. Like you said, I just haven't had a chance to, but I will be meeting him, sure, soon.
I got the
ride
with
them. They jumped in. I think we were the first thing in fishing that they really got into. And since they have been becoming part of this, they have gone to each tournament. They have supported every tournament. I'm going to tell you what, the Fishing Connection really got, we got our boost. When we took it over, it was 16 pages.
Right.
And it wasn't making any money at all. And they're the ones that kind of came and.
Well, it's nice to have somebody give you a little bit of backing.
And then, boom, it exploded from that.
Well, they sent me a message one day, and it was, and Sonny was like, look, we're looking to put our money back in the community because they donate. And he's like, we'd like your cause. So
we got Captain Mac on. No, I'm line one. Hey, Cap, how you doing?
Good, Rick. How you doing?
You're doing good.
Good. How's Chip doing? What's going on, Chip?
Hey, Bubba, how you doing? I'm just waiting. You see this wheel that I just got off the phone with Hunter. This wheel that I'm gonna have for my rifle item is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just I've been waiting to get my hands on this. So I can pump it up, but it's gonna be at the Flood Tide seminar and everything over at Black Fly Outfitters.
I'll
right
be
next.
There.
Yeah, you'll see it. Yeah, you'll see it, man.
Last night we had a good flood tide last night. The best one I've seen yet. Over 20 fish, went 4 for 6, and they were slurping when it went dark. And I listened to them singing to me, so it was nice. Good flood tide.
Yeah, I was sitting over at Safe Harbor Seafood at Beach Marine last night, and that tide looked like it really came up good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it was
another one tonight. It's going to be a little late, and I think me and Captain Chris Schultz are going to head out there and see if we can't sneak a few right before dark, but we should have a small window tonight. But all the way through tonight, this weekend, and into next
week. Wait till that groundswell hits.
Yeah, exactly.
That groundswell puts you to another foot.
Do I surf in the morning or do I go flood tide?
Well, thank you so much for
thanks,
the call.
Captain Mac. Appreciate
all right,
it,
buddy. All right, guys. Once again, Real Keeper Realty is now Real Keeper Expert Advisors. That is Stephen Croy, one of the biggest supporters of the fishing community. And so give him a look real quick and go to Facebook and look up Real Keeper Expert Advisors.
For all your real estate needs.
Go ahead.
And you're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, Jacksonville, Florida. Call us 296-2692. Apple or Android users can download the app on the Play Store. Sunny 102.3 FM, www.gonefishingshow.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, the telephones are lit up, and hey. I'm in here with Jeff Altman today. Joe Dion is taking the day off to be with his wife.
Captain Don's on a charter, hopefully catching a bunch of flounder.
Okay, and so we got Captain Jeff here, and we got Mr.
I'm not a captain.
I'm not a captain either.
I can't take that honor.
Okay, we got Donald on line one. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Rick, it's Donnie, not Donnie.
Donnie, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, that's a leaper.
He must have saw my caller ID, probably.
Yep, yeah, that's what he did. Yeah, so he's shaking his head, yeah.
Hey, Chip, I need you to write down on a piece of paper all those sponsors. I need to give them a call.
Well, you know what, though, Donnie? I mean, you know how hard it is, man. I mean, we talked about this before, you know. I mean, just to go out and get the sponsorship and all that, and it's getting a little bit easier, but I don't ever take it for granted because, you know, if you don't show your sponsor some love, you know, you just take their check and acknowledge them, then that's where you go wrong with it. So I try to keep in contact with each and every one of my sponsors to let them know how much I really genuinely love it. I am sitting on a list of them now. I don't know if I'm getting them all on the shirt.
Yeah. You're going to have shirts that would fit Donnie to fit all your sponsors.
yeah, it might be 2XL and up for only.
Hey, remind me when you buy the card for the egg that we're getting this year, Jeff, to throw yours away.
Yeah, right. Hey.
But I just heard Chip saying earlier, you know, that nobody in corporate has sponsored him, and We got some great people, Jack's Underground Utilities and, you know, Duval Asphalt. And stuff. Nobody from the corporate world is helping us out either. And, it's all local restaurants and business people. And, you know, those people will never get a phone call. I tell, all of our participants, I'm like, you'll never really need these people. And even though they know they're not going to get a return, they just keep donating each year. And, it is humbling to, because they know we're doing the right thing, with their money. And
when you're in business and you give money, you always get a return. It's either
it pays it forward. It comes back.
It's either karma,
the
good Lord, mm-hmm. bringing customers into your store. And, this has been a horrible year for me, health-wise and everything else. And we are paying our bills. We are paid up. Keith and all the group really stood by me when I was down and not knowing if I was going to make it the next day or not. It's just everything I've tried to help people with is came back this year tenfold. It's unbelievable.
Well, you try to support those who support. If I'm going to go out of the way and, I could have stopped at the Kangaroo and get my Gatorade and stuff, but I go into Rick's and I like to go in there and then Charlie greets me at the door and, I'm always there before anybody else, or I try to be the first one on the water when I do get a chance to go. But even Dick's Wings, man, that place almost killed me the first 5 years. You know what we went through.
Oh, Rick. Yeah, tough.
And now the last 3 years have been pay it forward. Now you grind and grind and grind, and now people are saying, hey, let's go support Chip and Teresa for everything they do in the community. We can go eat at
overnight.
No, it wasn't built. We can go eat at Chili's or something like that. We don't even know who the people own it. But, like, Donnie's always been a huge supporter of ours. He loves to bring the kayakers in there. And, I always tell people, we're not perfect. I mean, anybody that owns a business knows right now it's hard to find labor, man. Nobody wants to work. So every time I run into someone that says, oh, man, I ate your restaurant, I kind of hold my breath for a second. I'm like, it was awesome, because whenever somebody talks about my store, it's a kick to my stomach.
I've always loved your help.
Well, you can't be there all the time, Johnny. But like you said, go out and support everybody. Everybody that's on my sponsor list, I'll go through and I'll try to at least thank them or something. And sometimes I don't get an opportunity to.
Well, let me interrupt you real quick here, Donnie. Thank you for the call, and we're gonna cut you off. We got the Netty
Kayak Challenge.
We're gonna talk about that after the break. We got a long break coming up, and I want to talk. Get Rob on here. He's next. And before we go to the story,
thanks, Donnie. I'll give you a call. I'll call you about. Call me later.
Okay, Rob. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Rob, we got you.
I'm doing great. How about y'all?
Hey, how good. You doing?
I called in to tell Chip that I'll donate a $50 gift certificate for the largest flounder caught on, guess what? New Concept Lures.
New Concept Lures. That's it. Yep.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Some of those spinner baits he's got. They'll bust
those
flounder.
Well, Rob's always had great stuff. We could do that, Rob. But let's do it, man.
Rob, how you feeling, buddy?
How do you want to work picking up the certificate or getting it to you or whatever? Basically,
what we want to do is I'll announce at the captain's meeting and I'll pump it up some on social media. If you're using the new concept lure,
the
problem is we did it last year with Wahoo products, and people get, it's such a busy way in and all that. They just got to remind me. I mean, it sounds like it's really easy, but it's not as easy as you think. But if somebody does come out there and say they caught a big one on it, then we'll get it done.
Chip,
ask them for a photo, please.
Okay.
Chip, put up a sign by your table. Are you using New Concept Lures with a question mark? And because there's an extra prize.
Yeah, there's a $50 gift certificate if you bring. But like Rob said, we got to make it legit. You got to be legit. I need a picture. I can't just say somebody caught it on this. I mean, but yeah, right. And most people do that. And so let's do that, Rob. I mean, we got some weeks ahead of us. I'll pump it up and we'll throw it out there on the captain's meeting and we'll get things going and then we'll let them know for sure.
Rob, how you been feeling?
They don't have to win the tournament.
Right. You just want the largest fish the largest, heaviest fish that I can say that was caught on a new concept, whether it's a winner or not, will get a $50 gift certificate.
Right on, Chip.
Thank you, brother.
Buddy.
All right, my man.
I guess he's
gone.
He's gone. To the point.
I'm looking at this freaking wheel, man. I can't get my hands on. That thing might need to sit on the backcountry.
Chip's going to be going buying raffle tickets.
I think I'm going to be giving Jerry over there at Jim Lux a call, and then I'm going to go ahead and Might have to get me one done.
Get your wheel. Yeah.
And you know what's so nice about it too, Rick, because I still have cable steering on my backcountry. I don't have hydraulic. So that when you're running down there with that thing in the wintertime, and it almost, you know, but you get a hold of this, of that wrap.
A little bit stiff.
Would you get that wrap on there, and you can grab a hold of that wheel, even when it's cold on that, and with your hand.
Big gloves on.
Big gloves. It's the way to go, man. I mean, in the first place I ever saw that was on C.A. Richardson on his Hell's Bay on Flats class. Yeah. I saw him. He had a rat wheel. I was like, "Wow, that's, you know, that looks really, really." I'd love to have
some. Had to have one.
Had to have one.
Well, my boat is. Before I got sick, what I was saving my money for was to buy me a new hull. You know, to go on. Like my engine runs great, but my boat is about 20 years old, and it's getting some soft spots on the, you know, on the floor, a couple of them, and so I had this.
I see you had a disaster. Picture.
Disaster.
Yeah, you're going to go in there and tear that thing up and get it?
And all my money that I had saved is gone. So some nice person said, come here and get this old boat here, see if you can't fix this up. It's good, solid, and so on. So
nice.
So I'm going to get that boat and start working on cleaning it up and putting it back together, and then I got somebody who's going to hang the motor for me.
There you go. I just ordered a 6-inch jack plate for mine. I've been trying to get my... I put that 115 on there, and I'm just not getting the RPMs I need and all that. And I talked to Fred Gray, who's like the master of these boats. And Fred, you know, we kicked it around. So I've got a black 6-inch Bob's hydraulic jack plate coming to me in about 6 weeks that I'm going to take over to Automotive Bodo, who's just opened up that new – he's one of my new sponsors out there on Phillips Highway. He's got this huge piece of property out there. He's doing all – his whole shop's going to be nice. And they're going to be set up. So I'm going to take my motor over there. We're going to pull it off. Put the jack plate on, put it back, and then come back, let Noah wire it for me. I'm going to put the up and down knob right there on my throttle, on the throttle.
I'm going to try to get some
trim tabs.
Trim tabs, but not the control ones, the ones that you don't have to.
Preset
ones, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, I have trim tabs too. The problem is with me, I'm not turning the RPMs on it because when I go to lift my motor out of the water, I'm losing water pressure. You can only trim so high.
Right.
So I need to go vertical with it with a jack plate and start moving up vertical with it, and I'll start getting better performance.
Well, I got a 90 Yamaha 2-stroke.
Yeah, I had the same one. I burned it up. Those people look for those motors because they like to put them on these small skiffs.
That's what I
had. They only weigh 250 pounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I burned mine up. It came with the boat that came with me. I had when it was 16 years old, and I was running across Mill Cove, and I had Kenny Campbell with me, and it went, and I went, oh, that ain't good. And Kenny goes, what's the matter? I was like, God, you're such an omen, man. Every time you're with me, something happens to my boat. So I started idling back to the boat ramp to Mayford, and I was going to take forever. So I just ran it. I melted the third cylinder, just completely belted it down.
Need a new engine.
I did need a new engine, so I sold it.
If you're wondering why I'm supporting Stephen Croy.
Because been with us forever.
He's been with us forever, and plus his ad, we got it right on 2/3, but we still don't have it right on the radio, which is kind of, I tell you what, we've had... a sick gentleman who's our in charge of our radio, and he's been fighting some illness. Sick. Joe's been fighting his wife's problems, and so it's just been a tough road. But Stephen Croy at Real Keeper Expert Advisors, people, we're going into a long break, and what's the telephone number?
This is our long break. Call us 296-2692 on the Gone Fishing Show.